I wish we had more progress to report. I'm very frustrated with where we stand as it relates to greening. We're 10 years into this fight, and our scientists know more about citrus and citrus production and the genomics of citrus than we ever would have known without greening. But at the end of the day, we just don't have an answer yet, and that's what growers are desperate for. If we found an answer tomorrow, the industry will never be the same. You know, we're at half the size that we were a decade ago, a shrinking footprint. We've lost small growers, and we're on the verge of losing multi-generational growers who are not what I would consider to be small. They're not the largest growers, but these are big operations that employ lots of people and support many generations of families. And so it's very troubling. The promising leads continue to be in the area of antimicrobials. There continues to be an expansion of the new variety, particularly the GMO variety, that holds promise, that time will tell. And thermal therapy. Growers continue to be concerned about sluggish demand for our product, rising prices at the retail level. And the entire business model is contingent on growers being able to get high prices to compensate for extraordinary production costs. And so at this point, it's not a matter of enough money going into research. It's a matter of finding that answer. Our legislators, our congressional delegation have been very generous in supporting the research program. Nobody has supported the research program more than the growers themselves, and we just desperately need an answer.